Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Towards first, and that's the ball game. Michael Busch makes a nice stop on the ground ball to the right side. The Astros are swept in Chicago, and they have lost 5 in a row and 8 out of 9 to drop to 7-19 on the season. 1-5 so far on the road trip, and today a 3-1 loss to the Chicago Cubs.
I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I feel like I will, and Clint, this will be very close to you. Maybe this is early. I've been known to make declarations early. It is 4:25, and it's not even. And when I say 4:25, it is April.
You say it's pretty close to 4:25 p.m. as well, but you're talking about April 25th.
It's April 25th. I'm not saying that the Astros season is over, although, again, much like Abreu that time, I've got the towel. I've got a foot on the steps as I'm walking up to the end, to the ramp. But Clint, I believe the Houston Astros have Dave Campo. There are some guys that are just not the top dude. There are some guys that are just not the manager, but the bench coach, the head coach, but the head assistant. You've seen it. You've seen guys who have sat next to guys who have been great coaches.
Up close and personal.
I know it. Dave Campo is very close to you. Dave Campo could have sat under Jimmy Johnson for 40 years, and Dave Campo would still never be a head coach.
Football playing Jesse.
Guys, Joe Espada, he's still learning. Whatever. Joe Espada is not a manager. He is not the top guy. And I'm not just basing it off of the worst ejection I've ever seen in my life. Not just that it was common. If you've seen the video, it appears that Joe requested it.
And please, if he did
in
that,
the nicest
dude.
Way, in the nicest way. But it's okay. I've seen guys, like managers, the top guys are thinking this all the way. AJ Hinch and Dusty would be thinking, I'm going to light a fire right here. All right, this is a chance. This is a thing because he's arguing nothing. That didn't matter. This is a chance for me to go crazy. I'm going to lose my mind out here. I'm going to throw it all. You're not going to get me out of here. My man right here, this is a chance to really set it on fire, Clint. And Dave Campo walked out there. Said, sir, can you think you can throw me out? That's what it looked like he did. And then he casually walked himself right back to the locker room.
Yeah. It was bad.
But it's that combined with everything that we're seeing. The decision making, none of it trying to roll through. Not any of it calming any of it down or changing any of it.
That's some of the weakest ish I've ever seen.
I'm
on
looking
a baseball
at Nick Saban.
Dude.
Nick Saban.
I'm trying not to freak out.
Nick Saban's had a lot of assistants that aren't head coaches. That went to try to be head coaches, and you saw it. They came right back under Nick.
Yep. Bill had several of them. Belichick.
He could sit under Dusty and AJ Hint all he wants. And I believe he sat under both of them. Dude. Joe ain't a manager. Joe's not the top guy.
If he sheepishly just did that,
I'm sorry.
Well, you think he really went out there and asked to be kicked out of the game or something, Tyler?
I mean, it looks like it.
Yeah, look.
Not saying I know 100%, but it looks like it.
I mean, it does look like it.
He certainly wasn't doing anything to get ejected.
Right. Look, I was a big fan of the hire, and I don't know whether he's going to be a good manager or not. I really don't. But for me, at this point, April 25th, as you so eloquently pointed out, this early in the season, he doesn't appear to be a leader of men. He doesn't appear to be any level of, I'm going to light a fire under your ass. I'm going to hold you accountable. I'm going to keep the clubhouse together through adverse times. Like I didn't expect him to be Dusty Baker. I didn't expect him to be a Hall of Fame manager. But I surely thought a guy that was being considered as a manager in the big leagues would be able to go out there and handle these moments. And it doesn't. Just time and time again, it just seems like Joe Espada is in over his head.
That's it. Looks like, I mean, I don't want to say David Culley, but around that range of, that guy's an assistant. Stupid take on Espada. Quit making excuses for these players performing like crap. They're veteran players. Oh, I'm not excusing them.
They're not mutually exclusive, dude.
I think Joe has also been bad. And I don't think they believe that Joe has the answers.
Yeah.
I don't think that they believe in Joe. They have had, it's crazy, guys. They have had the previous years that Dusty Baker was the manager here, they have had obstacles. They have had many of them. They have had injuries. They have lost major pieces. They lost hell of a lot more than Maldonado, Ryan Stanek, and Hector Neris off a team. Like they've lost guys. They've had injuries.
Yeah.
They've had poor starts, poor play. Never did you think the thing was unraveling. Never did you think they didn't believe. They don't. They don't look like they believe. They don't. This looks like a mistake.
And Ron's not saying this either. I'm not going to speak for him, but he's not blaming anything on Joe Espada in terms of the start. Like when you got players like Jose Altuve, hell, Jose Abreu, when you got Bregman, Yordan Alvarez, I mean, you got Kyle Tucker, Verlander, Fromber, you know, like there shouldn't need to be.
This is not 100% on Joe Espada.
Right, yeah, look, but there shouldn't, like, you don't need a Hall of Fame manager like Dusty Baker to keep this thing on the tracks. You shouldn't. But you, through this adversity and through these struggles with the Astros, you can also have an evaluation and an opinion on the job that Joe Espada has done. And right now, through this adversity and through these struggles, the times that we hear from him in the media, the times like today when he goes out there and ends up getting ejected, it looks like he politely asked to be ejected. It's tongue-in-cheek there, but it's what it looked like.
But it's what it looks like.
Like there's obviously that what has become obvious through these struggles is not just that you're leaderless, I think, from a player's perspective. Like your better players aren't necessarily your alphas that can control the temperature in the room. It doesn't appear that your manager can't either. Right? That's the scary thing is yes, it's on the players. They've got to play better. They've been awful. If you look at it, don't get lost in certain stats and say, well, this guy's hitting the ball better, he's doing this or that. Like, get down to the reason why they're struggling, and the best players will be involved in some way, shape, or form.
But the previous manager, when you would look at Dusty would come every day and hear fans and Astros fans losing their mind every day about moves and decisions and what he should do and what he shouldn't do.
Well,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.